Praise the Lord. Psalms 67 reads, God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. I believe that. Let's bow our hearts. Almighty God, Father, we are so grateful this morning, Lord, to be called by your name, washed in your blood, filled with the Spirit, Lord. But Father, we need a fresh outpouring of the Holy Ghost this morning. Father, we come, Lord, laying our burdens at your feet, Lord, knowing that no burden that we have is greater than you, Lord God. Father, when you are faced with sickness, Lord, when you are faced with death, Lord God, you conquer both death, hell, and the grave, Lord. Father, you conquered Calvary, Lord Jesus. So, Father, our problems are nothing to you. So we yield them to you, Lord, and surrender, Lord. Lord, that we may concentrate on you, Lord. Wash us in your blood, Lord Jesus. Father, clear our conscience, Lord God, that we may concentrate on you. Father, we want to hear from you. We want to see Jesus this morning. We want more of you, Lord. We want you to fill this place, Lord Jesus. Every fiber of our being, Lord Jesus. Father, some are sick and afflicted, Lord God. Father, I heard a brother say, Lord God, that whatever Satan does, it can be recovered. It can be overcome, Lord Jesus. It can be reversed, Lord Jesus, was his word. If he calls sickness, Lord God, by your stripes, Lord, we are healed, Lord God. Father, we were lost, Lord, but you provided salvation, Lord Jesus. We're so grateful, Lord, for your loving kindness and this great gift of eternal life. So, Father, we ask, oh God, that you anoint this congregation. Anoint the musicians, anoint our brothers and sisters listening in. Anoint Brother Kathy this morning, Lord God. Oh, Father, just have complete preeminence, Lord. We'll be careful to give you the praise, honor, and glory that's due you, Lord. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning safe and secure from all alarm, I'm leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arm. Come on, second verse. Sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, I'm leaning, safe and secure. I'm still leaning, I'm still leaning. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What to dread, what have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on, Amen. Let's sing that last verse again. What have I to dread? What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm, will I have blessed peace with my Lord so near? Leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, I'm leaning. I am leaning. Safe and secure. I'm still leaning. I'm still leaning. Leaning. We're still leaning, we're leaning, leaning. Well, I am leaning, I am leaning. The everlasting Lord. Praise the Lord. They were in an upper chamber. They were all with one accord. When the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by our Lord. Well, Lord, Lord, send the power just now. Well, oh, Lord, send the power just now. Well, oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Second verse. Yes, this power from heaven descended with the sound of a rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon them as the Lord said he would send. Well, oh, Lord, send the power just now. Well, oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, this old time power was given to our fathers who were true. This is promise.
Honor
Praise the Lord. Somebody ought to worship our King this morning. Hallelujah. All praises are due him. He is wonderful. He is wonderful. He is wonderful. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Will you have your seats? Amen. It's Sister Abby here this morning. She's my Sister Abby. There she is. God bless you, Sister Abby.
Someone asked a question. Why do we sin when we lift our hands to Jesus? What do we really mean? Someone may be wondering when we sing our song. At times we may.
Say glory, glory. It's the reason why I sing.
You're the reason why.
Come on, I sing. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's giving you something to sing about. Hallelujah. You're alive and well this morning. Praise the Lord. You feel with the Holy Ghost. His presence is here. His presence is here. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. You got a reason to sing. You got a reason to shout. You have a reason to raise your voice this morning. Praise the Lord. I can't say it does no good to just say, you got to open your mouth. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord will hear you if you say hallelujah. But I want the devil to hear me. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you got to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. One more. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, our God is good. God bless you, Sister Abby. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my, my, my. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. It means praise our God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. While the Spirit's moving, Sister Tina, will you come on up? Praise the Lord. Amen.
When I think about the Lord,
yes,
how he saved me,
yes,
how
yes.
he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Spirit.
say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. The honor and all the praise, it makes me want to shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. And all the praise, say it makes me shout. Of all the glory is you, and all the praise. Come on, somebody, it makes me want to shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. You are worthy all the glory, all the honor. Come on, sing it again. Say, it makes me want to shout hallelujah. Yes, oh, you're worthy, all the glory, yes, you are, all the honor, all the praise, oh, it makes me wanna shout. Somebody give the Lord a hand of praise in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hey, just appreciate those specials this morning, amen. Praise the Lord. My God, my God, my God. The reason why we sing, that's one of those classics. Just really appreciate it. Sets a real nice atmosphere in the house of the Lord. Amen. So good to have everybody, amen, back in church. We had some that were away, amen, due to traveling, and others that were away due to the enemy attacking their body. But I thank God that we have a church full of victorious people. Amen. And they made it through one more time. I like what Brother Solomon said in his prayer. Anything the devil attacks you with can be reversed. Praise God. Amen. But whatever God blesses you with, it is done. As there's nothing the devil can do about that. Hallelujah. It's his will for us to be in good health and to prosper, even as our soul prospers. So we thank him for touching us. Amen. One more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll give this morning's announcements and everything. We certainly bring greetings to you from Flagstaff, Brother Dale Smith there, the pastor, and some of you all may remember him. He used to travel through this circuit a lot. He'd come with his fishing boat and he'd try to find anywhere where there's some water, and he'd jump out there and fish and then preach and fish. He's just a real precious brother. But there, the Lord has called him out to Flagstaff, and there in the mountains of Arizona, ain't no fishing up there. But the Lord's just blessed their assembly there. And it was a blessing to be able to kind of go and see. He was telling me the testimony of the church that they have. They were renting from a little, like a storefront. And the Lord sent a brother to the church. And I believe the Lord restored the brother somehow and sent him to the church, him and his mother. And both of them had come into the church and was there. The brother was there roughly 10 months. And the Lord had called him home. And also in that 10-month period, the Lord called the brother's mother home. And but the mother left all her inheritance to the son. Amen. And then the son left all his inheritance because he was the only child, and he never got married, never had children, so he left his inheritance to the church. So with that inheritance, they bought a church in cash. Won't he do it?
I say, Lord Jesus. Sometimes I just like going and hearing other folk testimonies. The God that I serve is able. Amen. You can't tell me he can't do it because I seen him do it for somebody else. Amen. I know what he's able to do for me. So what he's done for others, he would do the same for you. Hallelujah. Amen. So I was just encouraged just to see it. Beautiful, beautiful sanctuary the Lord has blessed them with. And amen. And to be worshiping there debt free is just that's where I want to be. Amen. That's exactly where I want to be. Amen. You can use the money for other things in the kingdom of God, being able to help give to others and things like that. And I want to thank you all. Many of you all have been giving towards our mission offering. We started at the beginning of the year, and we've been able to send every month $250 a month, every month, you know, to missions. So we thank God since the beginning of the year. Very consistent sending that. So I know we're doing what we're supposed to do, and I know God will take care of the rest. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Before I go into those announcements, I did want to say I thank the Lord. Last Sunday, amen, we were short-staffed, a few people in the church, but I was sitting there in my hotel room and just watching service go forth, and I just have to take my hat off to Brother Smiley. I was just so blessed. He come up here, and you know, actually, the way it was arranged, Brother Smiley was supposed to preach last Sunday, and you know, when I found out a lot of us were going to be out, you know, we had to. I'm like, oh, maybe I might need to cancel my plans. I don't know how to work this out. And I was just sitting down talking to my wife. She's like, well, you know, you could ask Brother Smiley to do the song service, and Brother Quake, who can do the preach. I said, oh, that's a great idea. I didn't think about that. So I reached out to Brother Quake, who says, Brother, I was supposed to be going out of town to preach with some brother, but, you know, I'll rearrange it because we got to take care of home first. I say, praise the Lord. And both Brother Smiley and Brother Quake, who rearranged everything, and Brother Smiley come up here and just handle it like a veteran. My God, I heard him say, now we're going to raise it up a notch. Y'all ready to raise it up? Y'all ready to raise it? He had y'all set up. I said, look at the vet. It didn't bust out when I'm a soldier. I said, hut, two, three, four. Man, I was in my in the hotel room just hut, two, three, four. My God. Y'all having church. Then Brother Quaku come and deliver the word. I said, man, this is church here to me. And it just kind of, a little thought came to me, and you know what the Lord just kind of shared. So, you know, we've been praying for help here at the church, and God really exceeded our expectations, amen, in the help that he's given us. He has given us brothers that have served as pastors. Amen. I call Brother Smiley retired pastor, but I tell you what, when it's time to kick it in gear, he kicks it in. Amen. And then even the specials, I heard, you know, my mom and Sister Charisse, they had just done specials the week before, but they come ready. Amen. On last Sunday, and bust out Mama with her roadmap song. I don't need no music. Glory to God. Come on, y'all. Y'all know how to have church. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. So I was just blessed, you know. And I mean, brother Smile, like I said, I call him retired pastor, but you know, when he got to kick it in, he'll kick it in. I say that just that training, just it come out. And Brother Quake, who also is a pastor there, amen, a pastor in a church in Ghana before he come here to the States. So these are qualified brothers, amen, to handle the service of the Lord. Oh, I thank God for it. Amen. I was just blessed. I was blessed. So God bless you, brothers. Amen. Thank you so much, amen, for your work in the service of the Lord. Amen. So a few announcements that we want to make mention of. We'll be back on Wednesday night for our service, 7:30, and streaming continues. Twitter, Facebook, and also our church website, john423.org. And on this Tuesday, the brothers will be in virtual prayer. Amen. Amen. The brothers will be in virtual prayer on this Tuesday, so keep that in mind at 7:30. Amen. The other announcements that we have here, I know that we had some meetings. Amen. And I'm grateful for all those that were able to go to Brother Armstrong's meeting and represent Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. I was watching some of the videos. Amen. On they sent us the link. Brother Stephen sent us the link for the stream, and I was just watching, and I heard an amen. I say, hey, that amen there. I think Sister Nellie at the meetings. I say, Sister Nellie's in the house. And that's right. I say, oh, yeah. I'm right. Sister Nellie's in the meeting. It's good. It's good. I just thank the Lord for that. You know, I was happy. I was happy to hear. Say, we got the pullers in the house. make Brother Gene preach. And, you know, and Brother Seth, I believe, also preached a service. And I said, man, that they're having church there in South Carolina. So, amen, I'm glad that the Saints was able to make it. I know some others tried to, but, you know, just didn't work out. But I trust that we'll get a chance to be a part of some of these meetings. Brother Barry Coffey is going to be doing a men's meeting there in Tennessee, September 23rd through 25th. And I know a few of us brothers will be going up, so keep us in prayer in that. I'll be speaking at that meeting, just one of the speakers there. And then October 14th through 16th, Brother Fred Mullins is having meetings there at Life Tabernacle. I know he mentioned to me that he invited Brother Larry Nichols, and he invited another brother by the name of Brother Moore, pastor there in Ohio. And myself, I know that we've been invited to come and minister. So Brother Fred wants to cater a meal for the saints, and he just asked that if any of the saints from our church plan on going to the meetings, just let me know so I can let him know, give him account for how many is actually coming from our church. That way they'd be properly prepared. So if you desire to go to those meetings, just please let me know so we can give him a proper count for the catering. Amen. Also, the young people will be going to Travelers Rest, South Carolina with Brother Jason Watkins. And that's happening October 27th through 30th. But now, before that happens, actually before Brother Mullins, the weekend before, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, I was recently talking with Brother Watkins, and we teach together on this thing on Revelation. You know, we were teaching out of the book of Revelation, and so we were talking, and a few weeks ago I ran into a quote that just kind of helped me. Revelations is a very mysterious book, and it's not easy to teach from there, but you know, I believe God sent us a prophet, and through that prophet, he might not have went scripture by scripture, but he gave us enough of his comments, and through those comments, we can kind of put the picture together. And one of the things that the Lord's been showing me in the book of Revelation, because there are things that people are waiting for to happen during the tribulation period, but there's things Brother Branham has said has already been happening. Certain six seal things have already been happening. Hitler and Stalin is a past tense event, and that was something that was underneath the sixth seal. And what the Lord was showing me, that these events have been running simultaneously. God's been dealing with the Jews. Even right now, this war that you see in Ukraine, God is putting the Jews back in their homeland. Through that war, we don't know, one of the 144,000 could be in Ukraine, but they got to be back in Israel before God deals with them, right? So, you know, God just been kind of showing how things been running simultaneously. And then Brother Branham made a statement in Gabriel's instructions to Daniel. He says, I got to teach on Daniel 70 weeks, because out of the 70 weeks come the church ages. And out of the 70, out of church ages come the seals and the vials and the plagues and all these things. He said, if you don't understand the 70 weeks, you know, you won't understand the rest of it. He says, because it all fits within this time period. I say, wait a minute. That means everything in the book of Revelation has to end at the end of that 70th week. So no matter how mysterious it is, it has the end there. And when you start catching that, you'll realize, oh, there's some things that already been happening all along the way. I told the brothers the other night, I wish that I could just, I got about 125 lessons in the book of Revelation. And I wish I could just come and just take a different night and just teach them all to y'all. God gonna make a way somehow. I don't know when, I don't know when, but I got it ready for you. 125 lessons already. I'm still making more, amen, to teach to the church. So the Lord knows all things. Amen. His timing is perfect. We just love the Lord. So that weekend, October 7th, 8th, and 9th, Brother Jason is going to be coming here to minister for us. And what I did, I was just, as I was thinking on this, at first I said, I'm not going to invite Brother Jason. We don't really have the facilities to kind of accommodate guest ministers. And I said, no, we do have facilities. We're going to use what we got. And I say, Brother, you know, I'd love to have you come and preach for us. And he says, I will. So now I just don't want you to have to come and take one service. I'd like to try to at least get you two. So let me figure out how I can do this with the school. And I say, ask the Lord, just say, just ask them for the time. And ask them for the time. Somebody will work the time. So I said, we'll just put it on the contract and we'll just get the time. So we're going to have a youth service on October 7th. That's a Friday night. Now, Brother Jason not going to speak to youth service. Somebody else going to speak to youth service, but I don't want to tell you who it is. I want you to come and see for yourself. Amen. October 7th, we're going to have a youth service. Amen. And you know, I'm looking for us to kind of get this thing going again. We used to do these youth services every once in a while, and young people are coming from everywhere. You know, we're going to get it started again. If we have to just get started with our own, we'll do that. October 7th, youth service, right here. October 8th, a Saturday night, Brother Jason will be preaching. October 9th, Sunday morning, Brother Jason will be preaching. We're going to have ourselves a little good weekend for ourselves. Is that all right, church? Glory to God. It's going to be for Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. So I told the brother, say, we're not going to wait till we get our new building before we start doing what we want to do for the Lord. We're going to start right now, and we'll just keep it going when we get to the new building. Amen. All right. So don't forget that. These are the upcoming events that are coming. Amen. Our giving, we have through Zelle and Cash App Zelle. We do have PayPal, but I put it on the bottom because I want us to move away from PayPal. They're not even giving you an opportunity to select give to a friend, a family member. They just automatically taking fees out of it, and we don't want to give our tithe in the PayPal. Amen. We want to give it to the Lord. So we're asking, please use Cash App or use Zelle. You'll see Cash App, $ Spirit and Truth T, or Zelle giving at john423.org. If you just put that email address in Zelle, it'll come directly to the church. Those that would want to give just through mail, our address is at the bottom of the screen, Spirit and Truth Tabernacle, P.O. Box 222462. And West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. Amen. Let's just say a word of prayer, amen, over our giving. Father, we come and we thank you for the opportunity we have to be able to give back to you as you have blessed us. Thank you for meeting every need of this church. Lord, we are under expectation for you to do something mighty. And Lord, we know that you have it already in store. Help us to be faithful while we're waiting and to serve you, Lord, while we're waiting. As Brother Kwaku taught us, oh God, we'll continue to serve you while we're waiting. So Lord, I pray a special blessing upon the people as they give from their hearts. We want to ask that you remember Brother and Sister Capers this morning, that you would again touch her in her body. Lord, reverse everything that the enemy has tried to place on her. God, give us strength to be able to rise again, to come back into the house of the Lord. Give Brother Capers the strength he needs, Lord, to be able to support his wife, Lord. And we just ask, God, that you would just intervene. There are so many others. I want to remember Brother Andrew this morning, Lord. The enemy attacked his body. But, Lord, we thank you for reversing everything that the enemy attacked him with. And, Lord, as you just place in my spirit, it's turning around. It's turning around. It's turning around. Glory to God. That was spoken over Brother Andrew some years ago, and I believe it's still effective today. It's turning around for our precious brother, God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. This morning we are blessed, amen, to have the Cathy family with us. Amen. Brother Chris will be coming to preach, and but before he comes, his precious wife, Sister Rachel's going to come, and she's going to sing, amen, for us. And we have his sons, Isaac and his Joseph, right? Amen. Good to have both of them with us. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. You know, just we were just out fellowshipping a little bit last night, and just Brother Chris has had a wonderful journey through this message, and you know, but we are, you know, I just you see his name just about everywhere. Brother Chris is over here. Brother Chris is over there, and I'm just honored. I'm honored this morning to have him here with us. I know that he, I know that his ministry will be a blessing to us, and just believe that God has a word, amen, for us this morning from our brother. So, Sister Rachel, if you would come at this time, amen, we will receive a song from her, and then following her, Brother Chris, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
The fact is, you're caught in a battle, and you feel that you're losing the war. And the fact is, it's raged on for so long. Your steps have grown weary and sore. But that's just the facts of the matter, 'cause the truth has not left you behind. When the facts have you bound up in sorrow, well, the truth sets you free one more time. And the truth is, you're not forsaken. Oh, the truth is, you won't be denied. Well, the facts may be stacked up against you right now, but the truth is, God's on your side. Now, in fact, there've been times you have questioned, should you throw up your hands and just give in? In fact, you've said there's no reason to keep fighting when you'll never win. Oh, but that's not the end of your story, 'cause the truth says you shall overcome. When the facts say you're almost defeated, well, the truth says you've already won. And the truth is, you're not forsaken. Oh, the truth is, you won't be denied. Well, the facts may be stacked up against you right now, but the truth is God's on your side. And the truth is you're not forsaken. And the truth is you won't be denied. Well, the facts may be stacked up against you right now, but the truth is God's on your side.
Good to be in the house of God.
Amen.
It's good to be with believers.
Amen.
As we were coming here, I was talking to Brother Jack, and God bless you. Thank you for having us.
Amen.
It's an honor to be here.
Amen.
You know, I never take it for granted to be at the in anyone's church.
Amen.
I just think it is an honor.
Amen.
And He's chose me. He's chose you. He's chose every one of us.
Yes, sir. Yes.
We're going to one destination.
Amen.
He said, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we already have one awaiting for us. I'm claiming that today.
All right.
As I pulled up and I was talking to Brother Jack, and there was, he said, man, it was packed. He said, well, there's three churches, but, you know, but there's one church. There's one church this morning that's going to see Him. You know, these other churches are going this way and going that way, but they didn't pick the right way this morning. They didn't pick the right way this morning. You picked the right way. You saw the truth, and it set you free this morning. And I'm thankful for that this morning. That's what you need to be thankful for this morning. That not you just saw the truth, but it set you free. It gave you liberty. It gave you something to praise Him about this morning. It put something in your heart to say, I'm crossing over, and I'm claiming my possession today. God bless you. Sorry, y'all got me going. The Holy Spirit's already moving. Might as well not even open my notes. But praise God. It's good to be here. I tell you, God is good when He shows up. God bless you. If you don't mind, my boys are going to come up and sing a song that's on their heart. I know y'all been singing all morning, but y'all have to deal with us. So we're going to try it. It's on their heart this morning. It talks about there's going to be an address change. And I believe that we're coming to an address change. You know, you know when you move to a new house and you have an address change, but I believe there's one address change that's about to happen.
All right.
I believe that address change is already in effect. It's already in process this morning. It's just you got to get in the process. So just listen to this morning.
Glory. Hallelujah.
I've been living in this world for quite a long time, always looking for a place to call my home. See, I've never been satisfied with what I saw here, so I'm moving to my brand new home. So this is an address change notification. I'm moving to a much better change notification. I'm moving to a much better place. There'll be no tears, no sorrow. There'll be no more pain. This is to tell you of my address change.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see.
Says the bride, the wife has made herself ready.
Amen.
And I believe that this morning that we're making ourselves ready.
Amen.
I believe that that's what we're here for.
All right.
He says, more so as the day's approaching, right, that we come into the house of God.
Amen.
I read a question and answer the other day. Brother Bram said, can you be a Christian not go to church? He said, no.
All right.
He said, no.
All right.
That's what the prophet of God said.
Yeah.
And we believe the prophet, we just say what he says. He says, no. You can't be a good Christian if you don't come to church.
Amen.
I said, well, I'll take that.
All right.
I said, because every time the door is open, no matter where I'm at, even if I'm not speaking,
glory,
I need a piece of bread. I need something for me and my family to keep pressing on.
Yes.
To say, you know, in this filthy world, and you walk and see the filth of this world, but I tell you, he shined a light in Goshen today, and he shined light in your life to press on today, and to say, hey, keep pressing on. And when he saw it behind the curtain of time, he said, you got to go back into that body. When he had that taken away vision, he was taken away. He said, I got to go back into that filth. He said, we could just get a glimpse of what's over there. If we could just get a glimpse this morning, what Jesus has prepared for us, it's not built with hands of clay, but it's built with the eternal hands that's got a house that's prepared a place where gold, the ivory palace. Think about it this morning. When we walk in, we'll be dancing, Brother Jack. We'll be praising God. I tell you, he said, whatever you got here, I tell you, I'll shout now. I'm going to shout over there. I tell you, he said, hey, I love to see someone with some a little bit of emotion. You know, it's not all in the emotions, but there's a balance in it, I know. There's a balance. But how can you not get emotional when your God stepped from glory and saved you this morning and gave you the truth, gave you a message of Malachi 4, 5, and 6 this morning and set you free? Oh, when you get that revelation in your heart, there's nothing that will ever take it from you. Won't take it from you. It might be thinking you got it in the head, but when you get it in that heart and when it's anchored in that soul, he said, you know what, the three Hebrew children this morning, he talked about the three Hebrew children. He said they couldn't burn it out of them. They couldn't burn it out of them. They can't burn it out of me. They can't burn it out of you. That's something you got to possess today. He wants you to have it this morning. Oh, let's go to him in prayer. Oh, Lord, Father, we're in this place. Father, may you be used in a mighty way. Father, may this clay that was formed from the foundation of the world, may you speak to this clay.
Yes, Lord.
Father, not of me, not of my works. Bless this church today.
Hallelujah.
Bless Brother Jack and this light that's going on in here. Father, I thank you for a church that's shining a light. So many churches closing down, closing doors. Father, what we call the message. Father, we should be living this message more than we ever heard, Lord. Father, may you help them, brother. May you, Father, as you did with that brother with that building, I pray that you would do the same thing for Brother Jack. May somebody, you said that you're no respecter of persons this morning. And Father, may you pour a double blessing on him and his church. Father, you can make a way where there is no way. Father, I claim it this morning. In Jesus' name, we love you. We give you this service. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I'm going to try to turn on my clock because I don't want to run you out of here all day. But I tell you, it's good to feel the liberty this morning. I tell you what, there's nowhere better place than I'd want to be. I've been there. I've tried it. It ain't good. But when you come to the house of God, that's all good. I need more of it. Every single day I wake up, I say, Lord, I need more of you. I need more of you. We're going to turn to Psalms this morning. Psalms 112. Psalms 112. Psalms 112, verse 7. It says, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. He said his heart is fixed, his heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. May God add his blessings. You may be seated. I know it's probably a simple scripture this morning, but I believe every scripture is ordained of God. I don't matter if it's one scripture or 20. It's all the word of God. And it says, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting the Lord. I believe what a better time we're living in today is to have a heart that's fixed on Jesus Christ. We travel all over the place and I see a hesitation in the bride because their heart is not fixed on Jesus Christ. It's fixed on the pastor's ideas. It's fixed on man's ideas. It's fixed on things of the world. It's fixed on their bank account. It's fixed on their 401k. It's fixed on things of the world. But when you truly get your heart fixed on Jesus Christ, hey, nothing can move you this morning. I don't care what your daddy says. I don't care what your mama says. I say, if none of them go with me, I'm still going. If your wife don't go, you go. If you don't go, you keep claiming it this morning. And I'm here to tell you, if you got a wayward child this morning, I say claim them this morning. The word of God says you can have your inheritance. And I don't know why we keep getting scared and say, well, devil, they're out in the world. I don't care where they are. You know what? They might just get him just because of you. Just because of you. He said, for the ones that loved you, Brother Branham, the ones that loved you and vice versa, they will be there. I'm not saying it gives you a free meal ticket just to ride. It's not a free meal ticket just to say, well, you're going to be there. No, just keep praying for them. Keep trusting that they're going to be there. But David, you know, think about David. He was a murderer, adulterer, but he still said he was a man after God's own heart. I'm so thankful that we can look through Genesis to Revelation and see men just like us in clay form that found the grace of God one day. That came in his heart and he knew his motive and objective. Brother Bram said, you got to know your motive and objective in everything you do. Your motive and objective. I'm paraphrasing that. But he said his heart is established. And I believe that's today that we get so wayward sometimes because our heart is not established. It's not established on the Word of God enough. You know what? I think sometimes the only time we read the Word or we listen to a tape is on Wednesday or Sunday. And you want to know why we're not established? It's because you have the same audio that I have. You have the same app that I have. You have the same iPad that I have. And I tell you what, you know what? You're not going to get enough just on Wednesday and Sunday. It's an everyday walk with Jesus Christ. It's a daily walk that you fall in love with the Master. And when you sing about him, Brother Solomon was singing. I said, Lord Jesus, we're having church. I said, because when you talk about him, when you sing about him, he comes down. And I'm so thankful for that. Psalms 108. Turn to 108. It says, verse 1. This is David. He said, oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Let's turn over to Psalms 57, where we're going to be at this morning. It says that verse 7. Here he is again. If he didn't mean that much, he wouldn't say it all the way out through the scriptures. He said, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. And then he goes on. He talks about making confession with your heart. Also, the Bible says, where your heart is, your treasure will be also. You got to realize that when you talk to a brother or a sister and you see where their heart is, you realize where their treasure lies. That's the scripture says it, and you really see that. So I'm not talking about a heart repair this morning. I'm talking about a dedicated, established, fixed on the Word of God, fixed on the message of the hour, fixed on every word. And I tell you what, I'll tell you a little bit about me. I grew up in a very broken up home. They didn't believe this word. They didn't believe this message. I came and saw it about 20 years ago. But I tell you what, once you get anchored in, you're not going nowhere. Once you get fixed, my dad will call me today. He says, son, do you still believe this? Or do you still believe that crazy stuff you're in? I said, Dad, I believe it more than I ever believed it before. And the more you get in, the more you want of it. I tell you, it's an endless fountain that just keeps filling you. And I tell you, if you hadn't got that fountain this morning, I provoke you to get that fountain this morning. I provoke you, young kids, to get the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, you'll never be the same. I'm not saying you won't fall. I'm not saying you won't fall or have failures in your life. But I'm here to tell you, within your failures, there's grace. And he says his mercies are new every morning. That's what I'm thankful for. That I could turn to the scripture and say, hey, get up, my son. No matter if you failed me yesterday, it's a new morning to serve you. But you know what? I looked up the word fix, what it means. It says to be firm, stable, established, or fastened in one place. Let me read that again. To be firm, to be stable, to be established, or fastened into one place. That's what we got to be this morning. We got to be firm, stable, established, and fastened this morning. But if the wife don't believe it, you believe it. If the kids don't believe it, you believe it. I tell you, he said one place, he said, it would take one in the bed, leave one. Hey, I want to be that one this morning. He said, there might be one in Jeffersonville. What? Hey, I'm going to be that one. There's a lot in Jeffersonville now. I said, God, glory to God, we got to be that one. But I believe there's a bride here in West Palm Beach today. I'm thankful for that. But we got to find our position in Christ. We got to find David wanted his heart, even though all he did, he focused on the Lord, what God wanted. The house of God, he focused on the Word of God and doing what God wanted him to do.
Right.
He said David was a man after God's own heart. After all that he's done, he still looked at his heart.
Amen.
You can look at somebody and look at where they're at and look at their intentions and motives, but you can look up, God only can look at the heart.
Right.
You might think you know somebody, but God looks at the heart. Brother Bram said there's that little spot in that heart that they found, that little empty heart, like a fingernail.
Yes.
And that's where your soul lies this morning.
Amen.
I'm glad that they can't touch it. He said the three Hebrew children, I'm paraphrasing, he said when they walk up to the fiery furnace, King Nebuchadnezzar, he heated it 7 times hotter.
Right.
And you know what? When they got up, they were throwing them in the fiery furnace, and they were dying as they were throwing them in. But you think about this. He said when two or three are gathered in the midst. I want you to hear something this morning. There's some power when we have two or three more in the midst this morning. Because think about it. If he would have threw one by one, he would have probably been in trouble because he couldn't verify his word. But where he messed up was when he threw two or three in the midst. He said, when you two or three in the midst, I will show up. Think about it this morning. When there's two or three in the mess, hey, it ain't about the crowds. He just said two or three. You can always find two or three. But that was where he messed up. When he threw them in three at a time. And then Jesus showed up. And he said, hey, you know, the angels came. Brother Bram said, I love how he paraphrases it. Brother Bram says he walked up. The angels come up to him and asked permission. Could they, hey, do you see your children down there?
Right.
He said, do you see them? He said, I see them. The Lord says, I see him. He said, look, hey, don't go blow him out. Don't go. He said, I can rush water down there. He said, no, don't worry about it. This is my battle. I'm going to step down from glory. I'm going to walk in the mist. So I tell you, quit worrying about your things of this life and things, these trials and battles, but trust in God. Yeah. Like Jehoshaphat said in King Jehoshaphat, he said, the battle's not yours, it's mine this morning. And I tell you, stop carrying your battles. The problem is, we carry our battles like we do our luggage. It's like going to the airport and you walk in and all of a sudden you got your, and you set it up on there and it says, oh gosh, Rachel, it's about to be 50 pounds. Lord, maybe I put my foot there. Oh Lord, he convicted me. I pulled my foot back. You know, I'm just telling you, I'm human this morning. So you put it on the belly and it's like 51. Oh Jesus. All right, put some stuff over there. You know what? What's the best part about it is when you throw the baggage on the belly and you let it watch. And you watch it go. So I'm here to tell you this morning, if you brought baggage, if you brought sin, throw it on the back of the belt this morning and let it go up. Let it go down to the pits of hell. Let it go down this morning. I tell you, we get on the planes, and I tell you, I don't know where I'm going here, brother. But you get on the plane, and you think about it. My wife always gets on. We've been flying a lot lately. And you walk on the plane, and I'm always looking at the pilot.
All right.
Rachel just kind of keeps on going to the seat. I say, well, she don't care who the pilot is, but I do.
All right.
And I thought about it the other day. She always looks that way. I'm always going, and there's always stewardess in the way. I'm like, can you move over where I can see if we have experience on this plane this morning? What if there's a two-year-old on the plane?
My God.
Think about it.
All right.
You don't ever, I'll tell you, think different when you get on a plane now. Y'all be like, hey, excuse me, move over.
Yeah.
But Rachel just has trust. She just says, hey, if we pass away, hey, we have that earthly tabernacle be dissolved. But, you know, I always want to look who's driving the plane.
Uh-huh.
I want to be like, oh, okay, we have an older man and a little younger man. So we got a little mixture. We're going to make it probably.
All right now.
Same in the church today. We have older ones that experience battles. We have younger ones that haven't experienced it yet. But I tell you, you got to trust in Jesus Christ. And the older ones will say, he's carried me through every time. No matter what storm you go through, no matter what clouds you go through, I tell you what, he's got a body waiting for you. And if we got our heart fixed on Jesus Christ and on him alone, what are we worrying about? What are we worrying about? I tell you, the bride comes around here and gets so worried and worked up. I say, why are you worried? You're not listening to the tapes I'm listening to. You're not reading the word that I'm reading. Because our rest should be only in Jesus Christ. Should only be in Jesus Christ. I'll fail my wife will fail me, but I tell you, I always point her to the big L and say, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me to be the godly husband. Help me to raise these kids in a godly home. Help me to protect their eyes. It's like I had their iPad the other day. We put on so many filters and so much stuff. Isaac said, I can't get on that website. It's blocked me out, Daddy. I said, praise God. Your eyes don't need to see that mess barely anyway.
That's right.
They don't need to see it.
That's right.
Amen. That's where you're going to get scarred up and wrecked on the side of the road.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I tell you, we got to get our eyes fixed on the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I heard a saying the other day. It said, you know who loves the pastor who shows up on Sunday, but you know who loves God when they show up midweek.
All right. You're preaching. Come on, brother. You're preaching.
Hey, I thought it was good. Thought it was good.
Glory.
We'll be at church, have a full house on Sunday morning. Sunday night, it'll be 50 people.
All right.
I'm like, where you go? You can't get, you just got filled up. I mean, enough for the whole week.
All right.
I don't know what you're doing, but I need to be filled up every time I come to the house of God. I need more than 93 octane. Oh. I need more of him.
Yeah.
Because this flesh, this Brother Bram said, is sticky.
Yeah. That's right.
It's sticky. Yeah. And I know what? Mine is too. Amen. And what I'm saying to you is coming back to me too, even more.
Amen.
But I like what Psalms 57:1 says. David said, be merciful unto me. O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul thirsteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. You know what calamity stands for? I already looked that up. It says an event causing great and often sudden damage or distress.
Right.
A disaster.
Uh-huh.
So here he is fleeing from Saul for his life. Mm. Think about it. But he says, be merciful, O God, for my soul thirsts for thee. He says, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. You got to find your refuge this morning. And he says, until these calamities be overpassed. The problem is we don't have enough patience to let the calamities pass. Oh, we have to call everybody else, but call on the Lord. We look up on Facebook or Facebook, that's what it's called. And we look at fake stories. We look at a picture they left from high school on there. And when you see them, they're three times bigger than that. Or they're three times smaller than that. You know, because they want to live in a dream world. I don't want to live in a dream world. I want to live in His world. I want to live in the God alone. Brother Bram said, we walk with God alone. And I'm here to tell you, we got to get in accordance with Jesus. He said, Brother Bram said, when he was behind the curtain of time, he saw the bride getting out of order and said, get back in line. Started screaming, get back in line. And I tell you, these websites and all this mess, someone said, hey, did you look at this? I don't want to look at anything if it ain't the truth. Amen. If it ain't the Word of God. You know what's so bad about it? Have you ever looked at the lives behind these websites they've created? Their life is ate up. They're divorced. They're on the side of the road. You'll hear they're drinking, into drugs. And we still believe that nonsense. Come on, brother. Hey, Brother Bram said, it's the life behind the name that makes the devil tremble. It's not what you say. He said, it's the life. So I'm just watching the life. And when I see the life's all ate up, get me away from that website. I just trust in Jesus Christ alone. If he said he sent a prophet, he sent a prophet. Amen. Amen. Brother Bram said, 99% nine is still a lie.
That's right.
You know what? I'm like Sister Hattie Wright this morning. Mm-hmm. Just call me crazy. Say this brother from South Carolina and Indiana is crazy. Because I'll tell you what, I believe this is nothing but the truth. Amen. You know what? She said. He said, well, you can have anything you want. She said, I want the salvation of my boys.
That's right.
$1 million, whatever you want. She said, I just want the salvation of my boys. Amen. You know what? I believe, you know, when they've been over there and they started giving their heart to the Lord. Hey, someone said the other day, said, hey, Christian, you know they're out in the world. I don't care where they're at. Amen. I don't care where they're at. If he said he gave them, he gave them to them. Same to your children, your family, your wife, your kids. I don't care where they're at, but he gave them to you. So keep pressing on. Stop letting the devil lie to you. Stop saying they're not mine. I just say you march on and say, Lord, get behind me, Satan. I tell the devil, say, devil, go back where you belong. You think about Job. He had to ask permission to mess with him.
That's right.
He had to ask permission. Think about it. The devil has to ask permission to the Lord when he wants to mess with you. Hey, can I mess with Brother Jack? Can I mess with him? He says he loves this message, but can I just come down real quick and mess with him? He said, well, hold on. There's a hedge around him. But there's a hedge. You can't take his life, but you can mess with him.
All right.
You can prove if he's a child of God or Brother Solomon or somebody. I tell you what, Brother Smiley back there, I tell you, he said, put a hedge around me. Every one of you got a hedge around you. You might feel like you lost everything, but you gained everything. You gained everything this morning. When you saw this truth and when you saw the truth of this message, you're blessed today. There's people worshiping the devil and they don't even know it. Think about it. They're dressing up, walking into church. Oh, it's just a good day. But there's somebody in this church today that goes the right way and sees the truth. And I tell you, he's coming for a bride that's making herself ready. Could you imagine on that day when we're there, they're going, wow, we went to the wrong church. We should have went right and should have said we left.
Wow.
On the same campus, the bride is shining in one room and the devil's shining in another. Think about it. Oh, man. Acts, I love what Acts 20:23 says. Paul says, save that the Holy Ghost witness. He said, witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. He says, neither count I my life. He said, I dear thy into thyself, myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I believe that should be everybody's testimony. When you're going through trials and you're going through having your heart fixed on Jesus Christ, but none of these things move me. None of these things. Rachel called me and said this happened or that. I said, honey, it don't matter. I say, hey, if it's meant to be, we just have to bear the reproach. That's what we believe. I grew up in a home. I didn't know Jesus. But I had a grandmother. I call her Grandmother Lois of the Bible. I don't know if she's listening in, but she'll sit there every day. She's 84 years old today. She handed me two messages before I went in the military. She handed me Jezebel Religion and Why We're Not a Denomination. She handed me two tapes. It lit me up. I was in the Baptist church thinking I was going to do youth council and had 30,000 youth. It was a really big church. And all of a sudden, I walked to the pastor. I said, this is very, I've learned the whole book wrong. Baptism, I called my uncle. I said, hey, he said, what time is it? It'd be 2 o'clock in the morning. Son, you know what time it is? Brother, you better get the water or I'm getting the water. Because I cannot wake up and not be here. I'm telling you, I got serious with the Lord. And I said, Lord, listen. He said, we can wait tomorrow. Or I said, brother, we can't wait. I said, brother, if I have to turn the water on, if I have to bring the pool to you, I want to be baptized. I've been baptized the wrong way. And I tell you, ever since, it hadn't changed. That zeal, once I got truly baptized in Jesus Christ, that zeal and that message, it must live this morning. And we should all have the zeal and all have the passion. And you know what? He said David didn't lose his salvation. He lost the joy of his salvation. Brother Bram said, so sometimes you might come in there this morning, feel a little down, a little out. I just tell you, say, Lord, fill me up again. Lord, refill my joy. Refill my joy. Refill every fruit of your attributes this morning. Brother Bram said in the absolute 1962, he said the Catholic Church and the Pope, has the Pope for the absolute. He said the Protestant has their bishops and their creeds. Right. He said they're general overseers, but I'm like Paul. He said, Paul got your pencil, set down something. He said, Paul said in Acts, the 20th, 24th verse, none of these things move me. Oh, he said, can you have the creeds? He said, you can have whatever you want, but them things don't move me. He said, I'm anchored my soul in the haven of rest to sail the winds, the wild seas. He said, I don't know where you're at, this way, that way, no more. The tempest may sweep over the wild, wild, stormy deep. He said, all may turn down, but in Jesus I'm safe evermore. He said, I'm safe evermore. He said, none of these things move me. He said, I'm tied to an anchor. He said, oh, since I've been met him, Paul said, on that road, I've been tied to an anchor. He turned me around. He set me back right. You remember Paul belonged to an organization. He said, the biggest in the land, but he was tied to the absolute. He said, but he got tied to the absolute. You got to get tied to the truth, tied to the absolute. And I tell you, you know where you get tried at? Is when you say, I believe a message. I carry message books. The devil knows every scripture. He knows every quote. You know what? That's why he likes to come try his children. That's why the Lord lets it. You know? He said they're more precious than gold. I tell you what, they're tough sometimes. I'll be honest. I'll be like, Lord. But you know what he said? Brother Bram said, you know why he does it to us? He said, because he has confidence in you.
Amen.
He said he puts trials and tribulations because he's got confidence. Brother Bram said this. He has confidence in you. So when you're going through trials and tribulations, I'm like, Lord, you must have a lot of confidence today. Because I'm feeling it. I said, Lord, you're bringing it today. You're letting the devil bring it today. But you know what? Every time there's a way of escape.
Yes, sir.
Every time, no matter what trial or what my kids are going through, there's always a way of escape. Yes, there's always a way that you can trust in God that he's going to bring you through.
Yes, sir.
I was back here believing. I said, you know what, Lord? You know what? You know, I was thinking about our house and stuff. I said, you know what? I heard a brother once say, he said, you know what? He said, I don't just want him to pay the house payment. I want him to pay it off. You know what? Brother Bram said, ask God for big things.
Amen.
I think we limit Jesus Christ today. And I tell you, you want a building? We claim a building.
Amen.
You need your children to come in? You claim them in.
Amen.
I tell you, we got to step up above where you called to be. We're just living too low today, and the devil's got you scared. And I was sitting back there. I said, Lord, give them a building. Not just a small building, but give them a big building to shine this message. I said, God, bless them more abundantly with a huge building. I said, I ain't going to quit praying until you give it to them. I don't limit Jesus Christ. Why do you limit him? We don't limit Jesus Christ. But I see it all the time. We limit them. We say, well, God, well, you could do this for them, and I wish you could do. Why don't you just say, Lord, I'm having it. Amen. He said, let your body obey your confession. I say, just walk around, Brother Jack, every day. I'm getting my building. I'm getting my building. I'm getting my building. I'm getting my loved one. I'm going to be healed today. I was hurting the other day so bad. My whole body was hurting. And I said, I'm going to praise you no matter anyway. I'm going to praise you. And about 2 days later, I was still saying it, Brother Jack. And all of a sudden, I said, I don't feel no pain. Well, that's the problem is, you got to claim it this morning. Stop letting the devil lie to you. And whatever you need this morning, you keep walking in it. You're not children of the devil. You're children of the God. A God that loves you. If you see this message, I tell you, go try to tell a coworker about it. And you start telling them a little bit about ABCs. Well, it really don't matter. You know, they baptized that way. No, it does matter.
Yes, it does. That's right.
You know, maybe if they're on their deathbed and they don't know better and they ask for God to forgive them, okay. But if you know the truth and you don't abide by it,
right.
I tell you, we are so blessed.
Amen, brother.
I'm telling you, man, we come, my dad would tell me, he called me all the time, you still got, I said, Dad, this message is so true. This message is everything I've been looking for.
Amen.
I'd go to the Baptist church, the Pentecostal church, I'd come back to the Baptist church, behind a friend, he'd be like, Chris, quit yelling amen out so loud. I'm like, oh yeah, we in the Baptist church. And then we go to the Pentecostal church, then we go to the Methodist church, he said, brother, you are all over the place, because I was searching something.
All right.
I was searching for a fix, something to fix my heart on besides the things of this world. And then she had my grandma, faithful grandma, just hand me two tapes. I listened to them. We're in the barracks. I had Bible study from then on out. We had Bible study. I paid for it too. We would run miles and miles. I probably don't look like it now. I'll probably look like I run miles now. I got married and she's cooking all the time. But I tell you what, when I was in the military, we'd run miles and miles, and they would make me run around the whole platoon saying Philippians 4:13. Where you at, Philippians 4:13? We'd run 10 miles, and I'd say, Lord, if this is all I got to do, I'll still do it. I said, if this is why I got to see this message, I'm going to keep running. And I would run around, Chris, you got about died. I'm telling you, I felt like I was going to die. But I said, well, it's okay, because if I die, I'm going to heaven. So I'd keep on running. Yeah, every night, they'd wake me up at 2 or 3 in the morning. Where's Philippians 4:13?
Wow.
They said, where's he at? I get up, I said, I'm here, drill sergeant. He said, come in. Get this. He said, get this log. And I said, what's the log? He said, it's called desire. So I walk up, it's a half-cut telephone pole. It's about that high. And he made me do lunges all night long saying scriptures. And I told the drill sergeant, and I said, drill sergeant, whatever I have to do for the master.
Amen.
I said, I'll pay every road. He's paid it all. And you know what? This still don't amount what he done for me. And I would just walk down them barracks, and I would do them lunges back and forth. I'd drop it. He'd say, laugh at me. Pick it back up. And you know what? He started messing with my mind. And I said, you know what? I don't care how far. And at the end of the graduation, he said, hey, brother, you get up here and say the prayer. He said, you've been stable, you've been established, you've had your heart fixed on Jesus Christ. And he says, you say the prayer over these soldiers today because you didn't waver. That's how we got to be. You're all soldiers in an army, but we're called out into the army of God. Brother Brown said, he said, he put 5 stars on you this morning. He said, F-A-I-T-H, faith. He said, and the chief commander-in-chief has put 5 stars on you. I'm thankful that he put 5 stars on me and you this morning. When we need a need, we can go to the altar. And I'm not telling you he's just an errand boy this morning. I'm not saying, hey, well, Lord, I need this, this, and this today. You ever just laid on your face and said, Lord, I just love you. I might be going through this trial. I don't need anything. I just want to tell you I love you.
Amen. God. Amen.
I don't want to just go through the to-do list of what you need me to do, what you need to do this morning.
Right.
Like sometimes we want to check them off. We get down and say, Lord, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need... He knows what you need.
Right.
He knows what you need before you ask.
Right.
He just wants a willing heart, fixed and established. Get on their knees and say, Lord, hey, I just tell you I love you this morning. I'm not saying you have to be in your prayer closet for 14 hours or 15 hours. Hey, you can always pray continually. In your car, worshiping the Lord, turn on a CD. I'm telling you, it'll change the atmosphere. I'll come home, my wife's all tore up. The kids are in array. She's taught them all day. And she's like, here, get them. I'm going to the grocery store. That's what they call out now because it's homeschool. You can tell we homeschool the kids. She's like, I'm going to the grocery store. I'm getting a cup of coffee.
All right, brother. All right.
So when we go on trips, I tell you, she's like, oh, praise God.
Amen.
By life, go back to Psalms 57, verse 2. It says, I know I'm going to get all through all this, but Psalms 57, 2, it said, I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. Not just all things for him, but all things for you as well. He says, he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. You know what Selah means? Pause and think about it.
Think about it.
Selah is not in the Bible just to be there.
Right.
It means pause and think about what you just read.
That's exactly right.
It says, from the reproach of him would swallow me up. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. He sent you the mercy and he sent us his truth.
Amen.
I'm so thankful. I love the name, Brother Jack. True Tabernacle. I'll tell you what. Spirit and True Tabernacles, because we have it.
Amen.
We have the truth. We have his spirit today.
Amen.
And if you don't have it, I say get it before the end of the service.
Amen.
So, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking about this. You know, he's going through a reproach. He got hurt, but he didn't give up.
All right. Amen.
You know, isn't it funny that sometimes that we get hurt in church? And we stop going. I just want to ask you one question. Did you stop going to Walmart when they said something to you? When the cash register or someone said something wrong or messed up a price, yeah. Whatever it is. But you're back at Walmart the next week. But someone hurts your feelings or the pastor says something or someone in the church says something. You know what? Just pray for them. It says when they persecute you, pray for them. When things go trial, hey, pray for them. Brother Bram said, when they're in the gutter, pick them up. I hear people, I hear this message, blasting this person. I say, you know what? Brother Bram didn't say that. He didn't say any of that. He put us always back to the Bible. Always back to the Bible. But I tell you, don't let somebody stop you from going to church because they said this or said this about you. You don't stop going to the grocery store. And the grocery store, that food is not going to last. I might look like it lasts, but it ain't going to last. It ain't going to last. The food ain't going to last. But this food in here, it will last for your life. It'll give you eternal life this morning. It'll give your kids life. It'll give you life. It'll give you abundantly life. It'll fix you to the Jesus Christ. It'll give you something established this morning. I like what Daniel said. You know, Daniel, you know, he said he purposed in verse 8. Daniel 1, he said 1:8. He said Daniel purposed in his heart. We're talking about a fixed heart. In his heart, that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs, and he said that he might not defile himself. So David, it didn't matter if lions were coming, didn't matter what was chasing his life. He said he purposed in his heart.
Yes, sir.
I told my wife, I said, you know what, if anything happens to me, I don't care. I said, you know, praise God. I said, you can just put it on there. You can mark my tomb, Malachi 4, 5, and 6. I'm not trying to be some crazy, but I'll tell you what, I believe it with all my heart. Because it's just the scripture. And I told the boys the other day, we're trying to go through the whole Bible with them. And they were like, Dad, you know, we're going through the whole Bible. I said, yes. And I got a whiteboard about that in my basement. And I said, we're going to go through the whole entire Bible. I said, because the day we're living in, the spirits that we're fighting out here, I said, if you don't know your Bible, you can know every quote. I said, but if you don't know why you believe what you believe, you won't have nothing to stand on. And I said, you need to be established in the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And when someone comes up and questions you, you take them back to the Word of God. And you say, that's because it's in the Bible. I believe He sent them Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Revelation 10, 7. And they think, oh, we're fanatics. I said, boys, you learn the front and back of this book. You think the pilot, when he gets on the plane, he goes, well, how do you turn to page 6? We'll crank this up. We were looking at some pilot. We rode by some houses the other day, had their own hangars.
Right.
I said, my Jesus. And Isaac said, man, I want to drive one. I'm like, son, you don't know how to drive one. What you going to do? Get in there and like you're driving? I said, I ain't flying with you.
Hallelujah.
I said, I already get on these other planes enough. We went through a storm the other day. It was so bad. Brother Jay, you've probably been on a lot of planes. And it was just bouncing and falling out of there. I said, Lord Jesus. And the guy in front of me, I tell you, I prayed for that whole plane. I'm telling you. And this black brother was sitting in front of me, precious. And I don't know what he was, but I didn't know I had his hands on him. I was like, Lord Jesus, you saved this whole plane. You saved the pilots. You saved it. I was praying for everybody. And I was back there. I'm telling you, I was back by the worst place you could sit is back in the very, don't get the back. I just tried to get the cheapest seats. Not now. I sit by the wing. I learned my lesson. I was in the back. The lady stewardess sits down. She puts her drinks in his eyes. She snaps in. I knew she was in a hurry. And she's trying to snap. And all she gets in, she looks at me. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? And all of a sudden, she looked at me. And I said, you know what? We got to get this plane out of the air. And she said, well, yeah. And I said, you know what the Bible says? She said, what's that? I said, it says, lo, I'm with you always. I said, so get it out of the air.
Amen.
That lady was laughing. She wanted to laugh. I put it that way.
That's all right.
And we landed safely. And that guy looked behind me. He said, hey, brother, I just want to tell you, I don't know you, but thank you for praying for me. You know, everybody's got their little thing, a dentist or something. Or whatever they don't like to go to. I'm telling you, I just don't like planes that well. I believe God, if we go down, we die. But, you know, it is what it is. But I just don't have control.
All right, brother.
You ever push the button and it rings and you're like, are they going to come? Are they going, what's going on? And they have all them buzzing noise and the pilot's up there. But you know what? But when you hear the pilot's voice. And we were on the way, we were coming to the store, my brother was picking us up in Sarasota, and we're coming to Sarasota, I'm like, Lord, have mercy. He's like, we've been fighting in a storm for an hour. My brother, we landed, and he's like, I'm sorry. He got on the thing, he said, hey, I just want to let you know, everything's going to be all right. We're going to go around this storm. And all of a sudden, you just calm. That's the way the Lord Jesus Christ does with us. When you're going through a storm, when you're going through a trial, he just says, hey, calm down. I got this. I've already experienced it. That's why I came on this earth. That's why I came in this earth in this bodily form. He said, I've been tempted in all manners. And I believe if you got a sickness, he can heal you this morning. He's got whatever you have this morning, he'll give it to you. He said, my brother said the handwriting on the wall. He said, Daniel, an alien away from the way, from home, way down. But watch what he did. He purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself with the king's doings down there. He said, all the king's fancy foods and all the dainties, he said that he had was to eat upon his wine, liquors, and purposed in his heart. While he was an alien, he'd keep himself from God. He said, amen, there you are. He said, though the world forsake you, let everybody laugh at you and calls you every fanatical name that could be called. Purpose in your heart to do that which is right. That's from the handwriting on the wall. I'm so thankful. I got to move for time. Psalms 57, 8, verse 9. But see, no matter what he went through, he said, awake me, my glory. He said, awake, psaltery in the harp. I myself will wake early. I will praise thee. No matter what he's going through, look at him. He's consecrated.
Yes, sir.
He's sitting there going, oh, Lord, among the people, I will sing unto thee among the nations. That's how we got to be. When we go through trials, say, Lord, I'll still praise you. I'll still serve you. If this plane falls out of the sky, I'll still just say, Lord, we go into glory.
Amen.
Someone said the other day, he said, man, why you fly Allegiant? I said, because it's a good price. He said, will you up your life insurance? I said, no. This lady sitting beside me, Rachel, they were sitting there. She said, yes. She was talking to her about it. And I said, man, you can't help not talk about the Lord.
All right.
It's in you.
Right.
And she's like, well, you know, I got insurance. I remember when I was at the airport and you could buy insurance before you got on the plane. I was like, they offered insurance. She said, yeah, they had a little kiosk. You'd plug your name in. I didn't know they even had that. She said, you plug your name in before you get on the flight. Can you imagine? Oh, hurry up, put your insurance information in. I said, ma'am, I might not have a whole lot of insurance. I said, it won't put me in the ground, but I got blessed insurance that Jesus is mine, and I'm getting out of here one day. And her eyes got real big, and I said, praise God. I tell you, me and the two little sisters over here, ladies, whatever they were. I said, I don't care. I claim them.
All right. Yes, sir. All
right. They might not dress. Hey, just because we got long hair and dresses, that don't mean anything. You could be covering the very act of it just because you're doing it, just because. And I still walked through that plane. I said, Lord, save everyone in this plane. Lord, maybe let me just say one thing that will change this outcome in here. I say, Lord, give me a heart to love every one of these books. Because I was in their seat one day. I come out speaking lies. We all come out speaking lies. But God, grace and mercy, stepped down and saved you this morning. So I want to show you a demonstration for time. I want to show you a demonstration this morning. Talking about having a heart fixed. Hopefully I can do it without coming through this floor and having to pay for it. But I thought about this. Talking about having a fixed. So you see this. You see us affixed to the board? Mm-hmm. You know, it has a form of godliness. Think about it. It has a form of godliness. I had to go buy this last night, Brother Jack. The Lord put it on my heart, and I was running the Lowe's. They looked like I was crazy. He said, what you need this for at 9:58? I said, God put it on my heart, so preach. I need to buy this. He said, well, son, we close in 1 minute. I said, please just let me get some kind of board and a nail.
All right, brother.
But it has a form of godliness. It goes to church. It says it believes the message. It says that I believe the quotes. Hey, come here for a second. What's your name?
Joseph,
come here, buddy. I want you to try to get that nail out of there. Back and forth. See, it had a form of godliness. But it went all the way in. It went all the way in. It wasn't fixed to the Word of God. It wasn't fixed. Hey, Brother Joseph, let's see that nail one minute. One more time. I know the people at Lowe's thought I was crazy. I want you to get that out now. You can't get it out because it's fixed to Jesus Christ. But I want to explain something to you today. I want to explain something to you. You know what? We don't always look straight, do we? Just because you are saying a God, doesn't matter, you have battle scars.
Yeah.
Hey, you might look a little bent, but you're still fixed to Jesus Christ. Yeah. You might look a little crooked this morning, but you're still fixed to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You might have went through trials along the way. You might have started off right, come out, but guess what? God takes his hammer this morning, and he does it like this, and he puts you in place. So he just keeps working on you, Brother Jack.
Uh-huh.
Brother Solomon, he said, well, he needs a little bit of this.
Uh-huh.
You know, Brother Chris needs a lot of this.
Amen.
Preach.
I don't care how much you need, Jesus is working on you.
Yeah.
So if they look like this, and they look like a brother or sister, and they look like they down and out,
yeah.
Hey, go over there and say, hey, I love you.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
I appreciate you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Send them a card.
Uh-huh. All right.
Hey, give them some money.
Yeah.
got to give God the money, and then we'll give each other.
Yeah.
He said, you robbed me because you didn't give me your tithes first.
My God.
I don't know what I'm saying this morning. Brother Jack, no, I ain't saying nothing. I'm just telling you. You robbed me because you didn't even give me your tithes.
Yeah.
But then, hey, brother, it's going to be okay.
My God.
It's a process.
Yes.
You know, even Brother Branham, it was a process.
Yes, sir.
He didn't become, it took time, it was progression.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He's working on every one of us.
Yeah.
And some of us take more time than the other.
Yes. That's true. Right. Amen.
When they were having me as a baby, we were set up for the abortion clinic. I'm trying to close.
Get that mic, brother, please.
Sorry. When I was a kid, they set up the abortion clinic. She went to the abortion clinic. Dad said, hey, you're not going to have this kid. He's going to be a vegetable. He'll never talk. He'll never walk. All the medicine you went through, all the depression you went through from being abused. He said, you'll never come out right. Mom said, you know what? No matter if you beat me, I'm still having this baby. She had me, and here I am today. I tell you, God still lives. God still cares. And no matter what scar you're going through, I was talking to a guy the other day, and we were talking, and he said, well, my chest, this hurts and this hurts, and you would never know. He was burned up as a kid. He said, when I was a kid, I was burned all the way up on my chest. And I stopped and said, you know, we don't know what scars go behind that shirt. Physically, mentally. But I just tell you, just to let God or yourself be His hands. You be His feet. And you just start working on that nail sometimes. And say, if you don't get anything from this service, I say, get fixed to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But I like what the Word says in Jeremiah 23:29. It said, is my word like as a fire? Look at this. It's this what came to me last night. And I had to get up and go to Lowe's. Set the Lord like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces.
All right.
I was having a church last night, brother. I couldn't put it down. I was like, Lord. The boy said, where are you going? I said, well, I'll see you in the morning because I'm going to have church myself. The boys know it. They's like, Dad, we'll see you tomorrow. But he said, the word is like a hammer. So imagine taking this word, and every day that you read the word of God, it's forming that nail. It's forming yourself. And you're being affixed to the board, but you're being affixed to Jesus Christ. And as Brother Jack said one time, I heard about 5 years ago, he said, this is how I fight my battles. And he kept singing that song, this is how I fight my... You know, this white boy can't sing, but, you know...
Come on, brother.
But he did. He would sing it, this is how I fight my battles. I still got it on video. I listen to it all the time. And he's got the Word of God saying, this is how I fight my battles. And honestly, that really stood out to me. Because that's what it takes. It's not what we can say. It's what we can read and hear. And say, Lord, you did it for them. You'll do it for me. You said I can have my inheritance, I can have my inheritance.
Amen.
You said I can have a church. You said, hey, whatever things I ask when I pray, I shall have them. Your prophet said, ask for big things. Hey, we need a building, we're gonna get a building. I'm telling you what, I'm gonna put it in my Bible. There's not one thing that I have not wrote in this Bible that hadn't come to pass. I'll tell you what, every day I'm gonna pray every day until it happens. I believe every one of you should do the same.
Amen.
Every one of you. As the musicians come, we must have it all the way in. We must have not just a halfway in form of godliness, but all the way in the Word of God. Everything of our life, everything we possess, everything we say, we believe a message, we believe a prophet. I love Malachi 4:5. It talks about the heart. It says, behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Verse 6. And it shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. He's done that. He's turned our hearts back. And he has it. If you turn your heart back this morning, I provoke you to get your heart right. And you know what? We're all going to die one day. It might be a heart attack. It might be liver. It might be whatever it is. But I tell you, if that soul's right, Don't matter what happens to this body. It don't matter. And I love what Brother Bram said in this. He says in this scripture, as they play something softly, he says right here, he says, the other night, he said, Lord gave me a message on resting. He said, the whole Christian principle is based upon rest. And I thought it was funny. He said, I woke up by 10 o'clock, and here he wakes up his wife, and he's like, look, I just figured out the whole Christian walk is based on rest. Can you imagine waking your wife up and say, listen, I just figured it out. The whole Christian life's on rest. And your wife looks at you and goes, I was resting. I was sleeping, Chris. I was resting. Why are you waking me up? But he said, my yoke is light.
Amen.
And I like what he says here. Luke 21:26 in closing. Men's hearts are failing for fear. And for looking after those things that are coming on the earth. I believe we're living so in this day. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Listen to what Brother Bram says. He says, in their eyes were open, 1957. And they knew him. Remember, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already awaiting. You know, we're in war. We got all these things. I want to read this to you. I believe it will help you. It says, don't be scared of hydrogen bombs or no other thing as long as you got Christ in your heart. That's the best bomb shelter I know of.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said, that's the best bomb shelter we know of. Don't be scared of hydrogen bombs or other thing as long as you got Christ in your heart. That's the best bomb shelter I know of. It's made of feathers.
Hallelujah.
Under his wings.
Amen.
He said, you abide. He said, so don't worry about those things. He said, you're a Christian. But if you're not a Christian, you are certainly standing in an awful place. He said, you don't know what minute your heart is going to stop beating. The Bible said men would die in the last days with heart trouble. Men's hearts fell in for fear, perplexed of times, distress between the nations. He said, look, 10 times as many men die as women. The Bible never said women's heart would be failing. It said men's heart would be failing. That's why I believe so many homes are broke up. Because they don't take Joshua, they don't take it strong enough. They don't take it and say, you know what? No matter what we go through, we got it over our, when we walk through the threshold, this house will serve God. For me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And I say, honey, you leave that for the rest of our life. If something ever happens to me, you keep these boys in the truth. You keep them in this truth, and you bring them to church every time them doors are open. And Brother Bram said, get somewhere and support a pastor.
All right, now. Amen.
He does. He says, get somewhere, call somewhere your home church.
Right.
I'm blessed to know you, brother. I'm blessed to, Brother Nathan said hello. Nathan Bryant's my pastor. He said hello. And, you know, it's so good to know balanced ministers.
Right.
Not someone way out to the left, not someone way out to the right, but someone in the middle of the road.
Right.
That you still can be a Christian and have a good time. It's not this. Look, boys. Look, kids. This ain't a Bible just to tell you do's and don'ts. But when you I actually thought that when I was a kid, I'm like, man, that's a lot that I can't do. But when you realize that He already paid it all, and you already knows that He already paid the price, He just wants you to get in line with every scripture and say, Lord, if I fall tomorrow, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm glad He's got every David and Bathsheba all throughout the scriptures. David, all these ones that did bad things. I'm glad He's got them in here where we can look back at it and say, Lord, you saved them, you can save me.
Amen.
And I'm here to tell you, young kids, talking about the heart. I told someone this the other day. I said, you know, I said, look, you marry a Christian.
Amen.
Young kids, if you ever get married, if I don't see you again, you marry a Christian.
Amen.
And you marry someone that loves the Lord more than they love you.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir.
More than they love life. You make sure they love Jesus Christ more than they love everything.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And I tell you, that's what will keep you together.
That's the truth, brother.
And I said, you know what? I told someone the other day, these kids, with a youth thing, I said, you know, I said, it's better to have a broken heart than a broken home. I said, so if you need to break it up right now, You'd rather have a broken heart than a broken home. I don't care what age you are. If you're dating somebody, rather have a broken heart than a broken home. So I'm here to tell you, just get your heart so established on the Word of God. And not just on Wednesday and Sundays, but every day. Let's go to Him in prayer. Lord, God, I know it's chopped up, but Father, we love You. It's still Your Word of God. God, I'm thankful that You've called us out and You've placed our faith on solid ground. God, that You got light in Goshen here in this church, Lord. There's light here in Florida, Lord, that there's other churches, but there's one true church. God, I thank You for calling us out. Thank You for giving us the eye salve that we have. Father, I ask You to bless Brother Jack Duff and his church and bless the ministers, the deacons, the laity. Father, everyone that's in this place today, Father, may they keep claiming, God, their possessions. Father, You said Your footsteps are possession. Your prophet said, God, I'm believing with them. I'm believing You will give them a building just like Dale Smith. God, if You can do it for him, You can do it for them. And Father, I'm just waiting for the results. I'm just waiting to trust and see what You're going to do.
Hallelujah.
Father, I know it's a patient or it's waiting game, but Father, God, it's always in Your timing.
Yes, Lord.
Father, may You just, anybody in this place, may somebody under the sound of my voice say, Lord, I need You. No hand, nobody looking. Lord, I need You, Lord. Oh, God, hands are going up. Oh, God, bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord.
Yes, God.
Oh, my hands are up. I need You more, Lord. I need You, Lord. Father, we just ask You would just come down. Every hand that's raised, every heart that's raised. Help us to always be established, Lord. Never waver, Lord. Stand for this truth. We love You, Father. Bless this day, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by You. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by You. Oh, it may look like, hey, but I'm surrounded. It may look like. This is how I fight my battle. Oh, this is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. Yes, it is. This is how I fight my battle. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded. It may look like, hey, but I'm surrounded. Say it may look like I'm, oh, but I'm surrounded. Yes, it may look like, oh, I'm, oh, but I'm surrounded. And this is how I fight my path. Hey, this is how I fight my. I use the Word of God. Hey, it is written. Fight my. Oh, it may look like. Yes. Oh, it may look like. Yeah, I'm surrounded. This is how I fight my battle. Oh, yes, it is. This is how I fight my battle. Hallelujah. This is how I fight my. Oh, I speak the Word of God. This is how I fight my. Say, this is how I fight my. Yeah, this is is how I fight. Yeah, this is how I fight. Oh, I use the word of God. Oh, it may look like I'm surrounded. Oh, but I'm surrounded. Yes, it may look like. It may look like. But I'm surrounded by. Glory, hallelujah. A fixed heart. A fixed heart. I think we all can identify with the word that was spoken here today. And, amen. A heart that is fastened in one place. That was the definition that Brother Chris gave. And when he used the nail, amen, into the wood, once he got it fastened in there, Brother Joseph wasn't going to pull it out. Amen. And that is should be an encouragement. Once you are fixed, you're fastened. Amen. In Christ, there's nothing the devil can do to pull you out of that place. Amen. I'm just grateful. I think last week, Brother Smiley was making a comment how God just makes us all so different. And just how the ministries just kind of flow. And Brother Chris, I can just imagine them coming into Lowe's at 9:58 looking for a piece of wood and, amen, a nail and a hammer, you know, because he got to make this point. And that's something, Brother Chris, that'll stay with us. Amen. I'm glad they let him in at Lowe's. Amen. But that's something that'll stay with us. I think if we kept this board in the back, everybody here that was here today would understand what it all meant. But others might come and say, why in the world y'all got that board up there? It's because our heart is fixed. Our mind is made up. Amen. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back. Brother Chris, God bless you. We really appreciate, amen, you stopping by. Amen. And minister to our hearts today. This was real, real good. And I'm going to be using that. David got hurt, but he didn't give up. And it said people get hurt in church all the time. But when they get hurt, they talk about giving up and quitting and not going back. Say, well, did you get, when you went to Walmart, and you know how that cashier treated you. You didn't like it. You told everybody about that cashier at Walmart, but it did not stop you from going back to Walmart. Don't stop coming to church when you get hurt. Be fixed. Be established. Amen. No matter what, I'm going to be fixed in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Amen. As we just prepare to dismiss you on today. Father, we are so appreciative of the word of the Lord that we have heard here today. The beautiful example that was given to us, Lord, to be fixed. And even, Lord, how the nail was just so crooked. Amen. But it was fixed. No matter what the condition was, it was still fixed. It wasn't going anywhere. And God, how you use the example just to show us that sometimes, Lord, we're just being put back into position. The word of God is what puts us back in position. We thank you for all that you're doing, Lord, in our lives. We thank you, God, for a beautiful reminder. And Lord, my prayer is that if there's somebody here that is not fixed, what a beautiful way it was put, Lord, that nail was barely in. Yeah, we were going through the motions, but we were not fixed. And that's why we ended up in a condition worse than it was when we first started. But oh God, once we got fixed, nothing that the enemy could do, Lord God, that could take us out of you. So, Lord, that's the way we want to find ourselves as we leave this place today, fixed in Christ, permanently established. Oh God, a part of the superstructure. That's what we want to be, Father. We pray your blessings upon your servant, Lord, that you would just continue to use this ministry wherever he go. Bless his wife and his children, oh God, as they stand by his side. And Lord, we're grateful that he had the opportunity to pass this way. And we pray, God, amen, it might have been his first time, but we claim it won't be his last time. Lord, that he will make it again. Hallelujah. That you'll continue to use him again. And oh God, we're joining him. Lord, I just love the encouragement how, Lord, everything
that he has placed inside of his Bible as a request. Lord, you have given to him. And Father, you know we have things in our Bible right now that we're looking for you to manifest. Oh God, something that you've already done, but there's more we know that you want to do. So we're joining our brother in prayer that we're going to pray until you manifest. Yes. Amen. We're going to push. Pray until something happens. Hallelujah. Lord, that is our desire. Amen. To do that for you. So we pray your blessings upon the saints as they leave this place, but not your presence. May you continue to watch over and keep each and every one. And Lord, you know those that are not in our midst this morning. We pray that you look upon them as well. Bring them back, Father, into the presence. Amen. Of the saints. Lord, is our prayer. It's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. And amen. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise. Hallelujah. My God, you can be seated. Amen. In the presence of the Lord, we'll have the brothers come. Amen. And they will dismiss us appropriately. Amen. God bless you. We'll be back on Wednesday night at 7:30 for our Bible study. Brother Chris made a statement today. It says we got to be able to pay God, then we can help our fellow man after we pay God. And he was just talking about that. He said, I don't know why I'm going here. Well, when you come on Wednesday night, you'll see why he said what he said. Amen. It goes right into the lesson for Wednesday night. God is a good God. Amen. God bless you, church. Amen.